Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Focus London, the international location market. I'm here with Beatrix Dalsas from IDM Sud Tirol Alto Adige Film Commission, funding consultant for this film commission. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
My first question is, what does a funding consultant do?
Hello. Yeah, the funding consultant is the first contact point inside a film commission, the first person to approach, and whenever you have an idea coming up for a project, we are the ones who ask you for first scratch of budget and financial plan to look at and the first synopsis to read. Then we do a formal selection to see if your project matches our criteria. And further to that, you come to an expert committee who is doing the whole content revision and how your local spend is structured.
I mean, you do a first selection based on criteria, just like to give to the selection committee a kind of short list.
Yes. Yes, that's it. It's a formal selection we're doing. So it's really to see...
More technical.
It's a very technical test we're doing. And if we are able to assist you in your application, you might not have any kind of difficulties to pass this test.
And then you are then back on the project when it comes to payment and to actually release the funds they are given.
Yes, that's true. Once your project was approved, you receive an information letter where we tell you the auditing firm who is going to do the whole auditing for your project. And then we also tell you when the first installment is going to happen. That's always very important.
It's the most important piece of information you can get.
And then obviously we do, before giving you any kind of money, we also have to do a contract.
These are your functions, what a funding consultant do, which is not only talking about money, but doing something more as well, as you told me. So now let's talk about which are the news for 2020, or what's happening in the actions and the activities that of the IDM Film Commission.
Well, for our IDM Film Funding Commission, 2020 is a very important year, because we are going to celebrate 10 years jubilee. And so in this occasion, for 2020, we are introducing a new category of funding, which is the short film funding. And what we are also going to apply is the Green Film Rating System for sustainable film production. And what is also a very important issue for us is the gender mainstreaming.
Just tell us something more about the Short Film Fund.
So for the Short Film Fund, we are going to provide a maximum of 200,000 euro per year. And it's what is very important that in your core crew, you're going to have a local filmmaker in the departments of acting, screenwriting, and also cutting. So this is very important that you show that local people are going to be involved.
So you have 200,000 euros a year.
Yes, for the short film fund.
For the short film fund, and it's on for production, not development.
It's for production, yeah.
Okay, so that must be already developed and finalized project with the production company attached.
Yes, okay. Because that's a condition for every kind of funding.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can't apply as a physical person.
As a physical person, but as a company.
Yes.
Okay. You were talking also about the green film. Green filming is like huge. It's becoming bigger and bigger. It's like this kind of awareness that film production company must have when they're shooting in order to, you know, save our planet for the little thing, for the little that they can do. Are you following some specific protocol for that, for the green film? Or are you just using, if I can say this word in a nice way, say copying from other pre-existing experiences?
Yes, we are actually adopting a system which was originally developed by the Trentino Film Commission, and also because sustainable strategies are all about sharing. So,
absolutely, you're so right.
This is something we are trying to adopt, and also something which are already ongoing initiatives on our territory is that we have that we established a working task force with the nature reserves of South Tyrol. So you have to go through a questionnaire if you're aiming for a nature reserve shooting, which has to be approved by the Department of Nature Reserves. And so,
but you as Film Commission are the link between the Nature Reserve.
Yes, we are in a constant exchange with the Department of Nature Reserves.
So you can work around it.
Definitely, yes. And it's a very rich exchange we are having with them, and we would really like to enlarge it. It becomes a very important issue. Another initiative, always together with Trentino and Alto Adige, is the Ciclo Cinema, which is a film culture project that uses 10 bicycles to run a pedal-driven cinema.
Listen, there is one last thing that I wanted to talk to you about. I know that there are some modifications in the system, in the procedure to obtaining fund.
Mm-hmm.
You had a different way of, a different chain of command, let's say it, on this, that now has changed and becoming more fluid. So can you tell us something about this, which is very important for the producer? Well,
yes.
Listen to us.
Yes, you're right. For the period up to 2020, you don't have to seek a final approval from the local government, because we centralize now the whole procedure. And so this allows us to guarantee the funding results within 6 to 7 weeks, which is really good because it accelerates the whole procedure.
So everything passes through the Fund Commission. It's not delegated to the public power as it was before. So
you
do the first screening, as you say.
Yes.
Then you pass your decision to the selection committee. Then the selection committee decides and tells you, Fund Commission, these are the projects that we can fund, and you proceed with the funding.
Yes.
So
that's
much
it.
Faster.
It's much faster.
Much faster than one single reference.
That's
to talk to.
Because we have 3 calls a year, and there is the first call for 2020 is at the 28th of January. Then there's another one at the 5th of May, and this third one for the 22nd of September.
So I suggest all the producers listen to us who are planning to shoot in South Tyrol, Alto Adige, to check the website of IDM, so you have all the information, all the dates, all the deadlines that Beatrix just told us. And I thank Beatrix Delsas for having been with us, the funding consultant of IDM South Tyrol, Alto Adige. Alto Adige Film, it's so difficult to say Alto Adige, I always mix it up. So the Alto Adige Film Commission, and I'm Angela Cherby from Focus London for Fred the Festival Insider.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commission's Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.